Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Deacon joins us right now. Hello, Doug.
Oh, boy.
You talk about being nuts and then you call me?
Well, I mean, I got to bring some sanity to this. So...
How are you doing, Kenneth?
I'm doing a lot better talking to you, Doug. Gotta
well,
tell you.
Good, good, good. You always make my day.
Damn, Sam, this is great. All right, I'm going to throw a scenario by you here. Deshaun Watson, say he plays tonight. We don't know what the NFL is going to do, Doug, and we'll cross that bridge another time here. But say he plays tonight. He has to play with the first team offense, right? As soon as you're thinking about the second and third team offense, you got to get him out of there. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely you got to play with the first-team offensive line. I mean, thing is, you don't want to get the quarterback hit in the preseason and risk any kind of injury. And, I'm sure the offensive line will go a couple series maybe. And I think that's if you're going to try to get him back into the heat of battle after what he's been out for over a year, that's the way to do it.
I guess my point is then what's the point of this at all if you're only going to play him one or two series? I said three series, and our original discussion was, all right, if you got to mix some other guys in there, that's fine too. I mean, what are the odds that Deshaun Watson actually plays with all the ones later in the season when he plays? I mean, the odds aren't even very good at that either. I just think sometimes we're so protective that we lose our minds on this a little bit. I just feel like he could handle it. I think Deshaun Watson is somebody who's capable of being able to handle it out there.
Well, yeah, I think, any quarterback can, feel when the pressure's coming and know that you don't want to get, hit. And it's not like a regular season game where you might, hang on a little bit longer. But, there's a lot of necessary playing together that needs to be accomplished. I mean, because, he hasn't played for over a year. And you'd like to, get the speed of the game, although, a preseason game isn't going to be as quick as a regular season. And then when you go into the playoffs, then the speed really is hyped up.
All right, Doug, so it's so weird. You guys used to play six preseason games and play yourself into shape. Now it's three. You're expected to be there, expected to be in shape. How does the entire team approach this game, considering we don't even know what the NFL is going to decide now with the quarterback even before this game starts. We're kind of in this weird holding pattern.
Well, you've got to do business as usual. I think, to some extent, you play, what you think, you'd like to see for a series or two with the first team. And then after that, it's all evaluation. I mean, during the preseason, you got, 90 guys on the roster. And that's one of the reasons I had cataract surgery was you had to read these flip cards. And when you put 90 names in them, they get smaller and smaller. And it's getting experience and seeing how young players react in that situation. And it's an evaluation. It's not about winning so much as evaluating the talent in the preseason.
Obviously, Doug, this Browns offensive line over the last however many years has been one of the better ones in football, but they no longer have J.C. Tretter. And I know that they've had, this thought that, they feel like they've got guys that are capable of handling it. They still have Betonio, obviously. They still have, a youngster at left tackle that they're hoping can have a bounce back year. Do you think they will miss J.C. Tretter in a big way this year?
Well, I think, J.C. was the brains of the offensive line. He made the calls. But, you know, you also have a lot of experience with, you know, Betonio and Teller now, you know, sitting in there beside them. And I think, you know, we saw it, I think it was a couple years ago during the COVID, you know, we had to put, I think, Nick or Harris in there and played well in the, you know, first game. And then, you know, they team saw him on film and it got a little rougher the second game. But that's the kind of experience you get by, you know, playing in games. And I think, you know, they've got to get, you know, some experience at the center position during the preseason, where you might see him out for an extra, the center out for an extra series or two, as opposed to the rest of the offensive line.
How does Jack Conklin, I know he's not going tonight, but how does he readapt himself to playing after those two serious injuries last year, one he was able to come back from and then one he had to go back on IR with?
Well, you know, part of it is psychologically. You know, when you have an injury and you come back and you start to play, you yourself wonder, how's this going to hold up? And I think, you know, the one thing is, you know, you've got to get some experience at, you know, game speed to, you know, realize, you know, that and get the confidence back that, you know, okay, I can, you know, plan on this foot and it's not going to give out on me. And, you know, anytime you have an injury and you come back the next season, there's doubt, you know, because, you remember the injury, you remember the pain that you went through, you remember the operation and all the rehab. And, you know, regardless of how many years you played in the NFL, you always, you know, there's that confidence factor. Do I still have it? And I think that, you know, with any player, you just want to get some reps to, at game speed to get back in the flow of the game.
Year three for Jedrick Wills, is this year make or break?
It's a big year for him. I mean, he's had the injury issues the first couple years, and I think, you know, he's your left tackle. That's the blind side, and that's the important position with a right-handed quarterback. And I think, yeah, with Jedrick, you know, he's got to, you know, be more consistent in, you know, his play.
What do you think happened with him last year? I know that, you know, some fans are mixed on just what kind of a year it was. Some have made it sound like he didn't belong on the field. I don't think it was that bad. I mean, you watched him very closely, and now he's getting the tutelage of Joe Thomas, apparently, at practice.
Well, yeah, and then you're getting it from the best in the business. I mean, Joe, obviously, you know, the thing, though, you know, with an offensive tackle, guys play to, you know, what their strengths are. And, you know, Joe is obviously a guy that has the unbelievable technique. I mean, he's protocol. If you were going to say, okay, I want a left tackle, show me what he does, you know, Joe Thomas would be the guy that you would put on film. You know, heck, I played it for 14 years, and I played it out of a right-handed stance. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. So, you know, normally in today's era, you see a left tackle, he's got his left hand down, not his right hand.
How many times were you in just like the crouch, the standard pass pro type of stance, Doug? Was that later in the career, or did that ever really just never happen?
Well, I think it depended on the situation. I mean, if you got a 3rd and 10, you're not fooling anybody but putting your hand down on the ground. You know, but also, you know, out of a 2-point stance, you know, you can run block just as well. And if it's a sweep the other way, you're already, you know, upright, so that gives you an extra half a step. You know, you kind of try to play with the defensive end's, you know, mind when you're doing it. And, you know, during the preseason, you know, I remember one year we went through 3 or 4 left guards when I was playing, and each guy is different. You know, some set short, some set a little deeper. Some, you know, play aggressive, some play soft. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that you play the preseason is to get a feel and get the chemistry developed between you and the guy next to you.
I got to tell you, I mean, I watched Joe's entire career, Doug, and I actually don't remember a time where I ever saw Joe Thomas's hand in the dirt.
Well, it could be. I mean, because they were behind quite a bit, and they knew that they had to pass. But, you know, that's part of it. I would say, you know, one year we opened up against the Chargers here at the stadium, and I had Freddie Dean, who, you know, is now in the Hall of Fame, which I probably helped put him in. But anyhow, you know, I'll bet you out of 60-some snaps, 50-some, I was in an upright position. I was in a 2-point stance. But, you know, that's because, you know, you want that advantage of half a second or a second, just, you know, that you would use if you had to put your hand down and pull it back up.
Doug Deacon with us on the hotline. Kareem Hunt obviously made the news about wanting a new contract, maybe requesting a trade behind the scenes. But either way, we think he's going to be on this team this year. Would you like to see them, if he's healthy and they have their backs, would you like to see them use Kareem a little bit differently along with Nick Chubb than maybe we saw it last year?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, if you look at the roster, you know, right now one of the uncertainties is that, you know, the wide receiver position after Cooper, you know, there's not a lot of experience there. So, you know, with Kareem, you've got a gifted back out of the backfield at catching the football. And, you know, Kareem can do a lot of different things, and he's not afraid to stick his nose in there as a lead blocker if, you know, if you have a two-back set. And, you know, he's a very versatile football player.
So I had my first football practice. It was our first scrimmage yesterday with Axel, but it was flag football, Doug.
Okay.
And he was on the offensive line. He's not like me. He's not heavy like his father, if you get what I'm saying here.
Not many are.
I used a quote by you. I couldn't help it, and it came out. I swear to God, Doug, it came out naturally because he was blocking, and I said, "When you start thinking, your feet stop moving."
Yep.
Is there any other quotes I can impart wisdom on the young children, the young boys of Streetsboro, Ohio, as we embark on this flag football season?
My philosophy always was playing offensive line was like a boxing match, that if you start to lose, you turn it into a street fight.
Okay, that's a good one. I'm going to have to
start. I mean,
you
do what you got to do to make sure the quarterback doesn't get hit. I mean, you know, when I retired, they painted a yellow line from the front of my house to a cemetery about 1,000-some yards down the road for every yard I had in holding penalties. But the only guy I never complained about it was Brian Sipe, because, you know, most quarterbacks don't like to get hit.
Doug, you've had such a distinguished career with the Cleveland Browns. It seems like forever that we've heard your voice up in the booth. How will you be watching or listening to this game tonight, preseason game?
I'll probably watch it, you know, on TV, but yeah, I got to tell you, you know, preseason games are the worst. I mean, you know, in the old days, because you didn't have the off-season program, you would play, if you were a starter, you would play about three quarters. And just to get the timing down and, you know, get into physical game shape. Because, you know, it's a little bit more violent than it is during the during the training camp. You know, each level gets, you know, more intense and more intense. But you know, as far as, you know, watching, obviously watching TV, to see how they handle the situation and who they play. But then, you know, when you get to that fourth quarter, you might as well bring out the white pages of the phone book, because you don't know who half the guys are.
So you're willing to admit now, after 40 years, just how bored you were in the second half of some of these preseason games, Doug? That's amazing.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's a game where, you know, it's competitive, yeah. But, you know, for the most part, it's all about evaluation of talent. That's what the coaches are using it for, to see, you know, how the young players, you know, play at this level. And the only way you can do it is, you know, put them out there and play. And that's why, you know, with the off-season programs that they have today, where you didn't have a off-season job, you know, these guys, you know, they come into the training camp, you know, they know everything. I mean, they've been going through it all off-season, where, you know, we would quit our jobs, whatever we had in the off-season, and then come in and play. But then that only happened to me for about 4 years, and then they had an off-season program where they would pay you, like $50 a day to come over and lift weights.
How bizarre was that, having to go to a regular job during the off-season? Like, okay, football season's done. Now we're going to go do our insurance thing here.
Well, yeah. Well, 1 year I was a substitute teacher back home. I had a knee operation, and I was rehabbing at home, and so I got a job at my local high school as a substitute teacher, and that was an experience within itself, because, you know, I'd never did any teaching or anything. Of course, when you're a substitute teacher, you know, you're basically a babysitter. Here, go read this, you know, book, or, you know, go do this assignment, and you just sit there. But in a couple of years, I worked for the government on an off-season program. Yeah. But, you know that's not where you're going to make your living for the most part. I think, you know, you want to get back to the football part of it. But, you know, you know, because of what the salary was were back then, you needed a second job.
We had Peyton Hillis before Peyton Hillis. Doug, we can't thank you enough for the time. You know we love you. You know we're going to miss you. I know, hey, it's in good hands. You know we're going to miss you like crazy, and we definitely want to have you on again here in the future as well, my friend.
Hey, you know, any time for you, Ken. And, you know, I hope they do well. I mean, they've got a lot of talent. There's just, you know, there's a high risk, high reward, and they've taken the risk, and, you know, they're waiting to see if we're going to get the reward.
Doug, can't agree with you enough, my friend. Take care.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Doug Deacon on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Boy, he's the best. Judas Priest.
Boy, that's got to be so bizarre that the Browns are going to be playing a football game tonight. He's not going to be there.
Finally, how long has he been waiting to get that off his chest publicly?
Oh, yeah.
About some of these preseason
games. Yeah.
Holy wow.
Well, I was wondering yesterday, I'm watching Harbaugh on the sidelines during that game, and I'm just thinking, how could he care about this? And they've won how many straight preseason games?
22 now, I think.
Okay, you have to try to win. To win that many straight, you have to be trying to win.
Did they lose last night or win?
No, they won.
They won again?
They won again?
Yeah, they won, yeah.
How do you win that many preseason games?
Because they let Justin Tucker kick field goals on the third and fourth quarter.
They've been in the playoffs, so I guess preseason is important.
They trusted Justin Tucker
they weren't in there last year, but
behind their third string.
I don't know what they're thinking.
Their third string special teams. They trusted Justin Tucker. The guy they just signed? Unbelievable.
They brought in a kid from Towson to snap.
I thought he'd get destroyed. Oh, boy.
That's your argument, Justin Tucker.
He's the best to ever do it. And they trusted him. But we can't trust Deshaun Watson behind guys that have played and started.
I think Doug agreed with me. Yeah, thank you. Doug agreed with me. Let's not be stupid. Coming up next, though, it's a much bigger game tonight than we might realize. For one particular reason. And I'm not talking about Deshaun Watson at all. And also, Lima, I'm getting texts. There is controversy in the crib. All that and coming in hot at 9:40 on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to tell you, I mean, I watched Joe's entire career, Doug, and I actually don't remember a time where I ever saw Joe Thomas's hand in the dirt.
Well, it could be. I mean, because they were behind quite a bit, and they knew that they had the pass.
But that's Doug Deacon last segment.
I would so love to hear him talk about this preseason game tonight, like while the game is going on, ripping the players.
I'm sure that's the first thing Doug wants to do is have to put on a performance for people the first day he's retired. But, man, you can make a lot of money for their charities. You're like, watch a game with Doug.
Oh, it'd be terrific.
Get the real deal. No, because I always had an idea. I don't even want to say it on the air because I know another station will rip it off.
Is Doug coming to your place or are you going to Doug's place?
We meet at not a bar, but go to Extend and go watch it in their movie theater. That's what I would
awesome.
Do. But I said one of the things I wanted Lyman and I to do is what was my idea? Oh yeah, you either play a round of golf with us or you watch a game with us. No cell phones.
Yeah, cell phones have to be checked in, like it's a Dave
no
Chappelle show.
No cell phones.
That's not for the winner, though. That's for you guys.
What do you say, buddy?
It's to protect us.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But
to
I think
keep your asses off your phones.
I think it adds to but I think
listen
it adds
to yesterday's
to the
podcast
fun.
To find out how That's checked true. In Ken was because he threw me his phone 5 minutes in.
Because I was so annoyed with myself because I'm like, he said the same thing to me three times and my phone keeps lighting up about God knows what. It's not just to protect ourselves, but it's like, okay, you're going to get an actual unfiltered conversation here. That's what you're going to get. No cell phones, so now I trust you that you can't record me, all that other stuff, and away we go. And maybe I'm just maybe Lyman and I are just a bore, but it's going to be stolen by the other station, so what are you going to do? but I always thought that would be a good one. What I've always loved about Doug, and I've noticed this because I do not like going into the locker room. This is pre-COVID everything. I don't like going into the locker room. It's their space. It's warm. It's kind of dank. And, you know, it's guys getting changed. It's not a place I want to be. I kind of want to
Wait, you're saying you don't invite guests over and go, come on in, I'm getting my different outfit
Yeah,
on.
There's a lot of, there's a, like, I don't do that. Like, if someone comes over, like, Liz's friend, our friends come over for dinner and we go out somewhere here, I'm like, come upstairs while I'm ass naked. Let's talk. Like, that doesn't happen. And I just feel that, I know there's writers who feel differently and they can go ahead and explain themselves. I'm not attacking those writers. It's just, to me, I'm uncomfortable. I don't think we need to be there. I'm more than happy to just wait and do my interview and move on. Mm. And I know they have different jobs, and I'm not attacking the writers. It's just, it's not my thing. But I've always observed Doug, because Doug has been a guy who's been in a locker room for 50 years. And what I've loved is that it's not like Joe's easy because Joe's a Hall of Famer and he's an affable guy and everything's just great with Joe. Everybody loves Joe. But other guys do listen to Doug, and Doug resonates with the players even now. You know, in his going into his 70s, he resonated with the players. So that's what makes it so much more special. Like, hey, you know, things ain't always good, but they're listening to Doug. And that's what matters. And because Doug is a former player, they tell things to Doug that maybe they wouldn't tell guys like me, or they wouldn't tell to other guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He always was operating with some institutional knowledge there.
And Doug always had a way of getting you to understand things without having to say, so-and-so said something. And so it might change a perspective. If I said something on the air that I felt was true, but not necessarily the truth, talking to Doug, Doug could massage that knowing the truth and not having to put anybody else's business out there. That's the beauty of Doug. That's the beauty of a couple of those guys there. Not just Doug, but mostly Doug. It's a bigger game tomorrow than what we think. I'm going to get to that here in a second. Or a bigger game tonight than what we think. I'm going to get to that here in a second. I'm getting texts about this new thing you got.
It hasn't stopped today. I have gotten messages.
You're thinking about getting.
Yeah, I've gotten messages. For those that weren't with us earlier, somebody told me, somebody of means, yeah. One of my friends has done very well in his life. He made sure to tell me that I basically can't have a child without buying the $1,700 robotic swinging, whatever it is, pretend parent.
Absolutely, you have to do this. We have to crowdsource it. I don't care. You need one of these.
One of my buddies from back home who is a lawyer. Because now, ever since I got this job, I just collect lawyers. I have more lawyers than O.J. Simpson. And my buddy who's a lawyer says, after the bleep show that was his first daughter sleeping as a baby, we spared no expense when Nicholas was born. Said he got the snoo worth every single penny, loved it, not a single regret. My other buddy on the chat goes, long live Nicholas. It's just, for whatever reason, stuck out to me. People who got that snoo, I just think it's so damn expensive you talk yourself into needing it so badly. And that it's worth every penny.
I guess
$1,700 for a bassinet, is expensive, guys.
Well, that's true. I guess everything is a luxury item now. There's something expensive for anything.
Expensive.
But when you really think about it, somebody says the study shows that it's $200,000 you spend on a child before they by the time you kick them out of the house. $200,000.
Oh, I bet so.
Okay, if that's the case, what's $1,700?
Unless they play club soccer.
But if they like break an arm, right. If they have to stay the night in the hospital, you're looking at $30,000. Now that that's not with the insurance, obviously, but
yeah.
You're looking at $30,000 right there. So I mean that's what, 1/10 of it, 1/20 of it right there? Or 20% of it right there, I should say. So yeah, you're gonna spend a lot of money. My whole thing about the snoo is, I think your friend just told you because he wanted to show off that he spent $1,700 on a bassinet. That's what I think he was telling you.
I'm just seeing a lot of people on Twitter are saying you gotta have it. It's a gotta have it item.
Well, I had three sons, and they all slept through the night for the most part, and I never had one. But again,
yeah, you have.
I sit there and I made the same thing about sitting on a bench seat in a Plymouth satellite, and I made it through, which would find that appalling now.
You're buying this not just for the baby, but for your wife, too.
Do you realize I just made the same argument? Yeah. You're right about that. I just made the same argument about raising a child that Lyman made about playing Deshaun Watson with a second and third team offensive line. Like, how often does it really happen, Ken? You see how it all comes full circle?
If your baby daughter gets tackled by whoever plays for the Jaguars now.
You understand if they were to play him in the second, because you people are all wrong, and I do mean it. You people are all wrong who agree with Anthony. Because if he were to get hurt, God forbid, and you were to look out there, and who's that? If Ben Petrula was the right tackle at the time that he got hurt.
I'm going to have Ben Petrula take care of my child.
Like, you guys would be outside Berea screaming. You'd be calling up and leaving death threats for Lima to give you the idea in the first place.
Kenny, what's more expensive?
You know I'm right,
what's,
guys.
What's more expensive, what? The Snoo or just hiring Ben Petrula to watch my kid every day? And what should I be more nervous about?
Coming up next, it's not that reason, but it's a much bigger reason to watch tonight's game than you think. Not just based on Lima's crazy arguments. The reason you need to watch tonight's game and how it's going to help you out on Monday when you call us up. All that and coming in hot, 216-578-0092 or 0090. Coming in hot, coming up next on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.